Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is the first time in my recollection that I've looked around at the faces in the Slacker Show studio and known that everyone has a story. I'm so proud of Eric and Aaron.
Do you have one, Dina?
For knowing, he's always got stories on Tuesday. He's always ready.
I was going to say, yesterday you were like, tomorrow's Friday.
Well, I did say
it, but I still sat down in this chair.
It is Feel Good Friday. It's when we take a few minutes out of our day to not be negative.
Erica doesn't just forget it's Feel Good Friday. She forgets it's Friday right. As a whole. She doesn't just forget the same.
Correct. I forget it any day of the week.
Yeah, she's just stumbling through life.
Yep.
Who would like to go first on Feel Good Friday?
I can go.
Okay.
Hey, you know, weddings are always feel good, right? Yeah. They're just a beautiful thing.
Eventually, they're not great, but
okay. Yeah. Well, it's particularly feel good when the couple met because the woman essentially saved the guy's.
You
what?
Are stealing my story. It's fine. Is this in England?
I don't know where it is.
It is. It's
5 years ago.
Yep.
Kirstie Southern was leaving a swimming class. Yeah. No idea if she was learning to swim or was
my
teaching.
Story. Yeah.
And she saw a car flatten a man's leg.
Oh,
and the victim was banging on the driver's side door. No idea how this happened. Asking the car to move. He was trapped under the car. She ran over, didn't know what to do, was just comforting him until like for 40 minutes till emergency services arrived.
Oh, goodness.
She's watching the man bleed out under a car.
Right. Pretty much. Yeah. Well, Slacker, we can just tag team this, right?
No, I'm very upset.
He's stuck under the wheel. The person in the car?
I have no idea.
I think there is a thing where... Does anybody remember the M. Night Shyamalan movie Signs where like his wife is trapped between like two trucks and
yes.
The cops call him to come and they're like, "What?" He's like, "Why didn't you back the trucks away?" And like, they're the only thing holding her together right now.
Oh,
as soon as we back the cars up,
this is very crazy.
She's dead. So they probably sometimes it's like, don't get the car off of this guy just in case. Like, let's let paramedics figure out if we're going to do more damage if we take the car off.
Right. So she does remember, despite the circumstances of him maybe losing a leg, that she remembered thinking how attractive he was.
That's
and even
the wild
checked
part.
If he was wearing a wedding ring. He was not.
She noticed the car on him?
Yeah, she noticed the car.
Wipe that blood off your hand.
You got a leg sort of wounded, you know? Okay.
But then she stalked him on Facebook after because she knew his name. And then they began chatting on social media. It doesn't really say how they got from her stalking. Like, she says she didn't message him, but then suddenly they began chatting on social media. And 5 years later, they are married. Come on.
Wow.
You nearly die and you meet your wife.
Yeah, it's unfair.
I have an idea for you, Slacker.
Okay, I'm going to be standing at the intersection. All right, well, I got a story out of England. This guy gets hit by a car, ends up getting a wife.
You don't have anything else?
I do have other stories, but I'd rather give other people a chance in case theirs are better or in case they're stealing my other ones.
I have a story kind of out of Hollywood.
Okay.
Hollywood.
And I don't know. Some people are probably going to think it's whatever. Jeremy Allen White, actor of The Bear and Shameless.
Oh, boy.
Finally graduated high school at 34 years old.
Aww. What? He had never graduated high school?
He said, I had a hard time paying attention in high school. I would just leave at lunch and I would never come back. I wasn't a good student because I didn't go to school enough. And so I didn't get all my credits and I never graduated. So as of last night, this was posted a couple days ago, at 34 years old, I graduated high school.
Oh, I like that.
Wow.
So if you want to graduate high school, nothing is stopping you.
Get back there.
Yeah. Isn't he doing the Bruce Springsteen?
He is the Bruce Springsteen
right.
guy.
Like, yeah. He was probably like filming movie and like doing high school classes. That's sweet.
Okay. That is a good story.
My story, it's feel good, so I'm not going to comment. He can finally be successful. I have a story.
That's what I was like. I understand.
The irony of it is not lost, but thanks it's for being a D-bag still. About it, hack.
My story is out of LA. It's really quick. Drew Scanlon is this guy's name. You may know him as the blinking meme guy. You know, the blonde.
Like makes a thing. Yeah.
He doesn't really do much with his fame. Nobody really knows who he is or anything, but he is very close with the National Multiple
Sclerosis.
Thank you. Society. And he participates in the annual bike ride every year. It's like 120 miles from San Francisco or to Napa. And every year, all he does, he has a website called blinkingguy.com.
Oh, my gosh.
And just like once a year, he goes on that website and posts the link to that charity. And so far, he's raised over $300,000
for MS
by being a meme.
By blink. That is.
That's the guy using his power correctly.
Yeah. I think he was ranked as like the 7th best meme of all time. Somebody ranked him as that.
I get that meme at least once a month.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
To know it's a good guy behind the meme too is pretty cool.
And you know what? I've seen pictures of him. He doesn't really look like that guy.
No, not at all.
Like just
not
in anymore. That moment captured him in a very strange face.
Mm-hmm.
Like his face doesn't always look like the weird little.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I have one that no one stole, so I'm going to do my quick one. And you guys aren't going to like it. I just want you to know. A 9-year-old boy in Yuma, Arizona was riding his prize skateboard around a park when he noticed a bunch of other kids playing at the skate park tossing a kitten.
Like throwing it at each other?
Throwing the kitten back and forth brutally. He went up to the kids, begged them to stop. They said no. He offered them his prize skateboard, and they gave it to him.
They gave him the kitten?
Yes. Took the kitten named Peaches. It needed an eye removed and lots of therapy, but the kitten's alive, and the family of the skateboard kid has adopted it, and he is 2025's ASPCA Kid of the Year.
Wow.
And I imagine Tony Hawk or somebody is on their
way. Oh, yeah, with another skateboard. Yeah. And the other kids are going to prison.
I would.
I hope so.
Well, since he gave his board away, he had to ride the cat home. That's the bad part.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 1059.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.